Test. Good morning. I want to welcome all those to Coal Harbor Woodside that are here worshiping today. And this service is a service of song, as Reverend Michael is away, and we're having a Praise God with Song service. We want to welcome any visitors to our congregation today, and we hope that you will join us on a regular basis. We do have a guest book out in the narthex, if you'd like to sign it so that we know that you've been here. As part of a tradition at Coal Harbor Woodside, we do the acknowledgement of place, which is in your bulletin. We gather in this place with gratitude, acknowledging that we live and worship on lands that are by law the unceded territory of the Mi'kmaq. May we live with respect and strength, and peace and friendship with its people. And we're going to light our candles today. Our first one is our Christ candle. Our second is the peace candle as we pray for peace in the world, which is a big ask with what's in the news. Our third candle is for all those who are our first responders, military, police, ambulance. Oops. Oh. Our opening song is going to be Come In and Sit Down, Voices United, number 395. God be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks for the goodness of God.
We give our thanks and praise to God.
Our opening prayer together. Loving God, you have been our guide and protector.
You have led us and poured out your love in so many ways. Open our hearts and our lips to offer you the praise we feel in our deepest beings. For you are our God, and we are your people. Amen.
Now our scripture today, because we're trying to keep to a lot of songs during this service, is Psalm 100, Voices United, 820, and we're going to sing the Psalm 100.
Can I get all the children to come up for children's time, please? We don't have a mat. Oh, there's the mat. Oh, thanks, Alice. Yeah, we're all going to sit on the stairs anyway. So, the question that I wanted to ask you guys today, and hopefully the grown-ups will be able to figure it out as well, is why do we sing in church? Do you guys have any ideas? No? Anybody else have any ideas why we sing in church? Oh, this is going to be a harder problem to solve. How do you guys feel when you sing?
Happy.
You feel happy when you sing? Does anybody else feel happy when they sing? Yeah. You guys do? Perfect. Well, that's a really good reason why we sing in church, because it helps us to feel happy and glad. Do you guys ever learn stuff from songs? You learn how to do stuff or learn stories?
I do.
You do. Anybody else? Did you know that some of the songs we sing in Sunday school help to tell stories? Did you know that, or did you have a question? You learn French when you sing songs in school? That's just it. Songs are a really great way to learn stuff. So I know one of the favorite songs up in Sunday school is Noah's Ark. So that's a story, right? And we get to sing a really fun song to it. And sometimes they also teach us lessons. And did you know that the Bible actually tells us that we should sing? Anybody? Did you guys know that? Did you know that? Go on. It's true. So in one of the passages in Ephesians, it says, sing and make melody to the Lord with your heart. What do you need to tell me? Wow, in two sleeps it's your birthday? Happy birthday. That's really exciting. So we also use songs to celebrate, because I bet you're going to hear happy birthday when it's your birthday. It's pretty exciting. And then in another part in the Bible, in Colossians chapter 3, verse 16, it says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching one another in all wisdom, singing songs and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. So that's some of the reasons why we sing in church today. And so the song we're going to sing after we do our prayer, which I almost forgot, is one of those songs that kind of teaches us. So it's a really kind of old, really nice song. And what it boils down to is it teaches us that Jesus loves us, which is a really important lesson and thing to know. But first we're going to do our little prayer. So can you guys get ready? And you guys repeat after me. God in heaven, hear my prayer. Keep me in thy loving care. Be my guide in all I do. Bless all those who love me too. Amen. All right, so now we're going to sing Jesus Loves Me, which is in Voices United 365, but I have a feeling that most everybody knows the words to it. The nursery
is also open as well. Thank you, Kelly. Okay. Thank you, Lee and Mary Lou. That was lovely. Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, Lord. Amen. Today we're just going to share a meditation. As I said, this was a service of song. This is the Israelites were at the edge of the sea. Behind them was Pharaoh's army. Ahead, the forbidding waters. In a moment of great faith, they stepped into the unknown and passed safely to the other side. As the people crossed the sea, Moses sat on a rock high above the water and raised his arms in a gesture of praise to the God who had freed the slaves. Moses' older sister Miriam was also a leader. When the people reached the safety of dry land, they stood together in wonder at their freedom and safety. Miriam knew what was needed. Now was the time for releasing all the pent-up fear and despair that had kept them prisoner as much as their overseers had. Now was the time for thanksgiving. Taking her tambourine, she began to chant, softly at first, then increasing in tempo and in sound. She moved among the women, singing the praise of God. As she gave voice to her joy, the women picked up their instruments and joined in the celebration. Soon everyone was singing and dancing and playing instruments. They sang, "Sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously," which is from Exodus 15, verse 1. Many psalms call us to celebrate God's goodness in song and dance in the making of music. Clap your hands, all the peoples. Shout to God with loud songs of joy. Is from Psalm 47, verse 1. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth, which is Psalm 96, verse 1. We are encouraged to make a joyful noise when we praise God. Paul wrote to the Philippians, encouraging them to rejoice always. From Philippians 4, verse 4. Howard had a wonderful singing voice. For many years, he trained as a soloist and worked hard to perfect his gift. His talent for music enabled him to bring joy to many people. For many years, he sang in choirs and theaters and traveled all over the world. When he retired from the world of professional music, he joined the choir at his local church. As the lead soloist, he offered his great talent in praise of God. One Sunday, his 8-month-old grandson was in church. Nestled sleepily in his mother's arms, his head was resting on her shoulders. Suddenly, he lifted his head and looked around, spotting his grandfather in the choir loft, singing a solo. The baby grinned from ear to ear and began to bounce with great enthusiasm. His chubby arms waved and he clapped at each pause in the music. Grandpa used his great talent and training to offer praise to God. Grandson responded with joy and abandon to that music that he had heard and to the voice that he knew so well. Each in his own way was offering praise to God. One offered a trained and disciplined talent, the other his complete rapture with sound and rhythm. It is our voices that God uses to spread the good news. We tell others God's love and faithfulness. Our praise, our enthusiasm, our joy, and our trust lead others to praise in response to the events of their lives. But what of the difficult times? Can we sing God's songs in our hurting times? In the Robe by Lloyd C. Douglas, he describes another young woman named Miriam. She was unable to walk, but she sat under her tree and sang songs of praise and thanksgiving to all who passed by. She had not always been like that. At one time, she was a bitter, angry person. Jesus came and spoke with her, touched her, and asked her to sing. When he left, she was still unable to walk, but the bitterness was gone. One who has not known Jesus could not understand how she could sing in spite of her affliction. Marian explained that anyone can sing when all is going well, but her song in the midst of struggle gave greater glory to God. She sang her thanks for sunny days, flowers, rain, family, and friends. Her beautiful voice reminded all who heard it that God can heal the deepest pain. Sing to God for the many blessings in your life. Let us pray. We thank you, God, for the courage to face the trials that come. We thank you for the presence of the Spirit to guide and uphold. We offer our songs of hope, praise, and joy. Amen. And now we're going to sing How Great Thou Art. The words will be up on the screen.
I see.
have any announcements from the congregation that they want to share? Jill?
Ten demerits.
So just wanted to make a quick announcement. As you know, based on what you see behind here, Dinner Theater is ready to rock and roll starting this Thursday for dress rehearsal, and then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then the following Thursday and Friday. So our group, our total group, is totally excited and ready to roll. one last rehearsal, and then our dress rehearsal, and you guys are going to be blown away. It's awesome. We still have some tickets available for the matinee on this coming Sunday afternoon. So if you know anybody that would like to go and have a lovely, delightful dessert experience with us, sell them away. We've got we have more tickets there. So everything else is done, pretty much. There might be the odd ticket for the 4th. So this coming Saturday, I think there might be 3 or 4 tickets available if somebody was looking for those. However, on a more of a serious note, as we know how exciting and great this fundraiser is for our church, it takes a lot of commitment, and we have a ton of commitment in this church, from the little ones to the older ones and everybody in between. Now, next year, some of our leaders are going to take a vacation, as they well deserve and need. But that means that we're going to need some other people to step up. So in our kitchen crew, our leaders, Gail and Susan and Bill, are taking a step back next year. So we are going to need some people to fill those shoes. And we're thinking that it might be good to have kind of 2 crews, one for one weekend, one for the next weekend, to kind of spread it out. So if that sounds appealing to any of you, could you please talk to me? I am still going to be doing lots of stuff, and I know these guys have everything well laid out, so it's a matter of following the instructions. And they're not going away. I'm sure we can still talk to them. They will let us harness their brains. So it's not that scary. It's just I need to have some. We need a commitment from a few people. And if you would like to sort of shadow them as this goes on in the next 2 weeks, that would be great. Then you're not really committing. You're just putting your toe in the water to see, hey, yeah, I could do this. That would be fantastic. So thank you. We'll see you this week with the Showtime. Thanks.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We've had some requests for a final joke. So here it goes. I have to read this one. A young man is lying in bed. His mom calls him and says, Michael, it's time to get up. Michael says, I don't want to. His mom says, well, you have to. Michael says, no, I don't want to get up. His mom says, you have to. Michael says, give me 3 good reasons. His mother says, okay. Number 1, you're a grown man. Number 2, it's 10 o'clock on a Sunday morning. And number 3, you're the minister.
So we're wrapping up the maple syrup. There's a couple people that haven't picked up, so you can see us after church. We do have extra. So our goal was to beat our mentor, Maurice, this year. So if we want to beat that number, we have the extras on the table. If we can clear that table today, that'd be great, and we will be able to surpass last year's numbers.
And we'll have the numbers for you soon. Thank you.
While Gord comes up, I've got one from the back. Tonight, 7 o'clock, we need a work crew to clean out the pews and help set up for Dinner Theater. So 7 o'clock tonight, I need 5, 6 guys.
Why else am I here but church and a pub? We backed it up this week. Michael will be there. We're looking for all the gentlemen to show up Tuesday night, my house, 7 o'clock.
I also just want to bring to your attention, there are some sign-up sheets in the hall. There are a few open spots for providing for Dinner Theater, and also next Sunday morning will be Breakfast with Jesus here in the hall. So if we only get 5 loaves and 5 fishes, it's going to be a meager breakfast. So please have a look at it. Bill's got it in the hall, and can sign up and help us out. We would need it in for Breakfast with Jesus probably Saturday afternoon. It's a little too late to bring it in Sunday morning when we've got everything ready to be served here in the sanctuary. Okay. Our next hymn is going to be Just a Closer Walk with Thee. The words are in your bulletin and on the screen. Not sure if we have someone here to do moments for mission and service. No, I don't see. Okay, moving right on. This morning we're going to change it around a little bit, and during the offering we're going to sing the song In the Garden. So the ushers who are taking the offering, just bring it to the front and we'll be singing while the offering's being taken. Oops.
Thank you. Before we pray, I'd just like to say thank you to all of those people who provided us with suggestions for the music here today. I got up once and asked for suggestions, and we had more than enough. So thank you. And a big thank you to Charles, who has done most of the work here this morning. Let us pray. Loving God, how wondrous it is that you have given us the capacity to communicate with you and with each other. We express ourselves through art and music, speech and print. We talk face to face and over long distances. You have entrusted us with the tools necessary to build understanding. Forgive us when our communication with others betrays your trust in us. Help us to always be caring and understanding, listening when it is important to listen, and acting when it is important to act. Creator God, you have made this earth as a dwelling place for all humankind. For those of us going to comfortable homes today, let us remember and pray for those who are homeless in our community and around the world. We think of those for whom equality seems impossible, those who have no homes due to wars and violence, famine, floods, earthquakes, and other natural disasters. We pray especially today for our neighbors in New Brunswick and Quebec as they face the flooding that is threatening their homes. Grant them a more peaceful tomorrow, and inspire in us the will to help where we can. We pray for those whose faith homes have been attacked in recent weeks. We pray for all who have lost friends and loved ones as their source of comfort has come under attack. Be with them as they rebuild their faith communities. We know the importance of bonds formed in faith communities, and we celebrate those bonds formed here at Cole Harbor Woodside United Church. Today, we pray for Carolyn, Chris, Gary, Beth, Hannah, Nancy, David, Faith, Dorothy, Joy, Gary, Barbara, Hunter, Eric, Richard, Sean, Simon, Heather, Wayne, Suzanne, Della, Reg, Lloyd, Neil, Millie, Matilda, and all others who are unnamed here. Comfort them with the knowledge that you are with them always. We pray this prayer in the name of Jesus, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, hymn is I, the Lord of Sea and Sky.
I'm
As we leave today, may the grace of God uphold you, the peace of God surround you, and the love of God flow from you, and the strength of God protect you, and bring you safely through this day. Amen. For our closing hymn, Voices United, 664, it'll be on the screen, What a Friend We Have in Jesus.